The way the money would be allocated is at the center of the divide. If passed, 38% of the money would go to the Washtenaw County Community Mental Health Department. 38% will be allocated to the Sheriff's Office. Dexter Township Supervisor Harley Ryder says he understands why that portion of the millage is needed.
I support the increase in funding for mental health. I know it's I spent 38 years in law enforcement. I'm very much aware of the ties between mental health and law enforcement.
Based on population, the remaining 24% of the levy would be distributed to the communities in Washtenaw County that have their own police departments. Those without are already contracting policing services from the Sheriff's Office. So the 24% would represent a rebate to Ann Arbor, Pittsfield Township, Ypsilanti, Chelsea, Milan, Saline, and Northfield Township. Those are communities that fund their own departments. Ryder says this is the part of the ballot proposal that takes advantage of his township, and he believes crosses the legal line.
It's very clear in Michigan that you have to state the specific purpose the funds are going to be used for. And Ann Arbor City Council has already said they're going to use theirs for affordable housing and pedestrian safety and fighting climate change. So they're going to take money from the rural communities to fund pet urban projects, and that's illegal.
For those very reasons, the proposal barely made it to the ballot. It won approval from the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioner on a narrow 5-4 vote. First District Commissioner Ken Martinez-Kratz was among those who stood in opposition.
We could have done a straight up mental health millage and it would pass overwhelmingly. We could have done a mental health and public safety, but when we threw that last $15 million in for Ann Arbor, I don't know why the wealthiest, what I perceive to be the wealthiest community in the town, in the county, has to have a bailout from the townships.
Martinez-Kratz and Ryder are politically opposed to the millage request, but for some, it's not about politics, it's personal. 34-year-old Christina Linguidi lives in Ann Arbor.
I've lived with a mental health diagnosis since I was 5.
Christina says mental health problems run in her family. For her part, the issues were exacerbated when she was sexually assaulted and became a human trafficking victim while in the state's foster care system. Since that time, Christina has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, and that makes it difficult to regulate her emotions. She says if more mental health services would have been available to her at a young age, her life may be different.
I would have benefited from those services. I almost got kicked out of college for having an eating disorder, and I ended up in the hospital several times and talked my way out of going into a psychiatric hospital, even though I probably should have at that point in time. Because the beds are not there and the money isn't there, and so they really do only take the severest cases if they really feel that you are in danger of completing suicide.
Since 2015, Christina has been receiving mental health services at the Fresh Start Clubhouse in Ann Arbor.
Since Christina has been here, she has gone back into the workforce.
That is Summer Berman. She serves as director at the clubhouse. Berman says each year her facility helps those with mental illness get an education, move into the workforce, or improve their social skills. If the millage were to pass, Berman says Fresh Start could help even more people.
On average, it's every 1 in 4 to 5 people who have a serious mental illness. So in Washtenaw County, that's potentially almost 59 to 69,000 people in the county who could have a mental illness, who could potentially be eligible for our services, and we're serving about 115 of them.
Of course, there is public welfare to continue. Sometimes those in crisis create emergency situations to which swift and meaningful response is needed. That is one of the reasons why Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton favors passage of the ballot proposal.
We know one of the key things that we have to have is what we call a crisis response strategy, which includes a location where people that are in mental health crises that may have come in contact with a first responder can be taken to, triaged, hopefully stabilized, maybe a 48-hour time period, and hopefully if things go right, return back to their home in a stable fashion, living their lives.
Sheriff Clayton says the money generated by the tax would help stabilize the mental health crisis in Washtenaw County. For the Community Mental Health Department, it could help restore services to about 350 people who lost them due to budget cuts back in 2014. Clayton adds that it would afford his office the opportunity to more effectively and inexpensively provide services to those who get put into the legal system. He says right now it costs the county $135 a day to keep someone in jail who could be suffering from mental illness. He says the cost of providing those same services outside of jail is about $35. That, he says, would allow for more money to be put into prevention and operational expenses.
Washtenaw County is a great place to live and work, is safe, but it didn't get that way by accident. It got that way because we've invested in public safety countywide.
That's not enough to sway some opponents of the ballot proposal. While Dexter Township Supervisor Harley Ryder agrees it costs money to provide important public safety and mental health services, he says this proposal is the wrong way to go.
There's an argument that we're not paying our fair share for our deputies that we contract for out in Dexter Township. The county, depending on which set of fuzzy numbers you use, says that they're contributing about $40,000 per deputy. We contract with three deputies, so there's $120,000. Our 38% that we're sending to the sheriff is $150,000. So we're sending more to the sheriff than our subsidy would be. If they want us to pay the full freight, fine. Tell us exactly what that cost is. Don't throw in any funny numbers. And we'll pay our full freight.
Washtenaw County voters will decide whether this is the right proposal on Tuesday, November 7th. Even then, the debate may not come to an end. Ryder says if approved, he plans to challenge the millage in court, even if he has to do so out of his own pocket. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.